Martin and Marlo episode 26. They said it wouldn't last, and yet look at us now, Chuck. A new platform, friends of Danny Max, people that love Cardinal baseball in the middle of Indiana and Iowa are like, who are these asshats that have a podcast on Dan's website? But so it is. I'm excited to be here with you, buddy. Looking forward to this episode. I feel like you're not in great spirits.
I'm in great spirits.
I disagree.
I'm in great spirits. Always am. And as we say, I've always said that there needs to be more podcasts because I don't think enough people have a podcast, and I don't feel like I have enough platforms to say the same things about sports besides Twitter, besides 590, besides Fox 2. This is now my fourth outlet where I can get all of those thoughts out to the people.
But you haven't had the chance to really let the hot takes go until now.
Correct.
Because you owe it to the Martin and Marlo audience to save up those hot takes. Okay, buddy?
Here they come, sizzling.
Now, I wrote down a bunch of notes, and I do. I text myself, I swear to God, like Rain Man or Beautiful Mind. I used to scribble them a lot, and now I just write them in my phone. And I was reviewing them today, like things that I will write down. This is a topic. This is a topic. And a lot of them are just stuff that I hate about sports media. And I like at midnight.
Oh, what did I just say?
No, but I mean, but no, you can have a podcast and it can be interesting, but you don't have to fall into the trap.
That's true.
And so like midnight, I'll be sitting there with my wife at the fire, probably had way too much to drink. And then I'll say, oh, I got to text myself. And I will say, why are they asking these questions? Would you rather be buried in a bowl of spaghetti or be on an island with lions and only have a stick? And I'm like, who the F thinks of this stuff? That's what I hate.
Spaghetti. Next question.
Hold on. Hold on. So you're ready for the next topic?
Yes.
Okay. Never mind. It's not a holiday thing. And Chris Raby, it's not very holiday, I guess. It's not polite to just be an ass during the holidays. So I should be nicer.
Well, yeah, we should all be nicer. Okay. It's a great time of year. Even though people are a little depressed with COVID, it's still a fantastic time of year with the music, with the Christmas tree, with the gifts. Hopefully we get some snow. Yeah, cheer up, Martin. Be more like me.
Well, I also wrote down that Chris Raby is right. I believe you were a guest on his show, the Chris Raby Show.
That's what I'm just worried because I love talking to all you guys. I truly do. I love all you guys. I just don't want to be overexposed. I'm new to the market.
Right, that's true.
Only been here 12, 13 years. To Martin, that's new. I'm still the new guy. I just don't want to overexpose myself on too many platforms.
Hey, pal, you're not Bob Costas. You're not going to be overexposed. You're not everywhere, okay? And Bob is always cognizant of that. Martin, by way of explanation, I was on with Frank the other day, and I was on with Brent. He's always very aware because he doesn't want to do, or he just doesn't want to go on with me.
I was going to say, I'm sure he is aware because Bob Costas is aware of everything, but it's also a great excuse when you don't want to do an interview.
No, he doesn't have to make an excuse. I've told this story, I think. During maybe April or May, we had nothing. We had nothing. And every day...
Did you say that then, though?
Every day, our bosses at TV would say, what do you guys have? And we would come up with something, and getting Ozzy and Willie McGee to do a Zoom together was fun because they just kind of took over. I got out of the way. It was great. They agreed to do it. Along those same lines, I had an idea that I could get Bob Costas and Dan Dierdorf together. And instead of a wide-ranging, like, so what do you think about the upcoming ball season? Or, hey, who's going to win the NBA title? Like, that stuff, that's the stupid shit you and I hate. Like, talk about different topics. And I said the whole, via text, I said the whole focus would be your time on Camo X. You were a young broadcaster, and they paired you with Dan Dierdorf, who was a really good football player who was kind of becoming a broadcaster. And the two of them, I remember I was a kid listening, they'd go to like County Stadium in Milwaukee and eat brats and talk about the secret stadium sauce and all these things. I just said, before you guys both went to the network, you were doing a local call-in show together. Granted, it's a huge station, but I said that would be the whole focus. And so like how their friendship kind of grew out of that. Instead of saying, hey, I just want to have you on and talk about, hey, what do you think of the NFL these days? And I thought it was a decent idea. And he wrote me back. I'll show you the text. he said, I forget the first part. He goes, Martin, I love Dan and I really like you and I want no part in this. he said, I want no part in this, which I later told Dierdorf about. He said, well, he didn't lie.
Look,
but And then we talked about it. He called me like a week later. And he's so polite and courteous. And like he doesn't have to call me. He said, Martin, by way of explanation, I have done an interview, one of those dreaded Zooms with Cusumano about Michael Jordan in the last day. I said, it's fine. He said, I didn't want you to take it as a slight. I go, it's fine. I said, I just thought it would be interesting because I've never heard you guys talk about how they became. And then one guy goes to CBS, one guy goes to or ABC, whatever, Deardorff. And he said, well, with the whole Zoom thing, it just sounded cumbersome, like two guys on a Zoom, like quality. He always worries about quality. Mm-hmm. But I did save that note. I really like you, and I love Dan, and I have zero interest in this project. So
he didn't lie.
Okay, Bob Costas, how old is he? Close to 70?
He's 68.
Okay. He's been on TV and radio for 50 years. He probably doesn't care if he's ever on TV or radio ever again. He probably doesn't want to do any of these interviews.
Right.
Let's be real.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Well, in Zoom, and I said to him, listen, I go, first of all, you don't owe me an explanation for anything. I go, I'm just throwing shit against the wall. I'm trying, coming up with stuff. And he said, well, with Zoom, he said, the challenging thing is everybody knows you're home. How do you say no to anything? Like there was a stretch there where all of us were at home. Mm-hmm. So you can't say, ah, a little tied up right now. But since we're talking Costas, here's another one of my, I have two stories with Bob and both of them are embarrassing for me. I probably told him in some format. As you said, we've all been on everybody else's show. We've all been interviewed 1,000 different times. But I was an intern at KPLR Channel 11 in the summer of 1989. And they had the Cardinal broadcast right so I could get a credential. I would be down at games. Cousin John and I go, your neighbor. Cousin John and I go down to a game. And I say, I got to meet Costas. I'm just going to go up and tell him I'm a broadcast student. I was still in college. And so the game's over. He had done the game that night on KMOX. And he's leaving. He's about to get on this elevator to go down, and I just kind of panicked, and I ran towards the elevator door, and I'm like, I'm going to miss him. And I'd been there the whole night just kind of thinking, I'm gonna catch him. And I yelled, hey, Bobby. And he turned around and goes, yes? You know. And then I introduced myself, and I said, I'm trying to get in the business. I don't really. And he goes, what I recommend to all young broadcasters, get any job, just get in, read the Hog Reports in Iowa. Become friends with the news director. Next thing you know, you'll be doing the games on Friday night. And of course, when I got out of school, I'm like, I'm not going to read the Hog Reports. I'm going to wait and get the sports job. And then it took forever. So we're leaving that night, and my cousin John goes, did you call him Bobby? He goes, why did you do that? And I said, I just kind of panicked. Same exact area of the old Busch Stadium press box. This is in 98. I had called him to do – most of my stories are Bob not doing an interview with me. But I
and I've heard all of these.
Have you heard all
there are too many podcasts. I think you told this story on this podcast.
No, I haven't. Have
like
I?
Like episode two, probably.
No, I have to go back and listen. I got to go back and listen to all of them. When Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan was coming out of retirement, and so the station's like, "We got to get Costas." So I call him, and this is before cell phones, and he couldn't do it. He was busy. He was going like to NBC in LA to tape with Brokaw or something bigger. You know, I said, "That's fine." And a week or two later at Busch Stadium, I'm in the bathroom at the press room, and I'm washing my hands, but there's no towel. So I come out, and I'm like, damn it. So I'm just like shaking my wet hands. He comes around the corner, and he goes, Martin, how are you? And he puts his hand out. And now I'm like the new guy at Fox 2. I'm like, oh, hey. And I'm like, I can't shake your hand. He could see I just came out of the bathroom. I go, they're wet, but it's water. I mean, I wash my hand, like total Larry David. And he's like, by way of explanation, I couldn't do the segment last week. Every story is. Have I told that story? No. It's fine.
It's fine.
You can fast forward.
Look, you've been in the market for how many years? 25?
23.
Years. I've been in 12, 13. We all tell the same stories. Like, you'll be on the radio, and you start telling the story, and you know you've probably said it four or five times. If it's a good one, though, people are cool with hearing it again. It's all good.
But the reason
Don't be so hard on yourself.
You're the one who wanted me to fast forward through my own story. I wrote down Raby because he tweeted about another pet peeve, basically saying stop these stupid lists or these stupid games. And the example is always your first dog's name and your second dorm room name. That's your Star Wars battle name. And I'm like, who thinks of this stuff? Have you responded to any of those?
I feel like I never really do. Every once in a while, one of those is kind of interesting, though. Like, do I respond? No. But if I happen to read that and it says your pet's first name and then it's the name of your street.
You're doing it in your head.
Actually, it's Jose Meteor. That's not bad.
So you can't help but do it in your head.
Okay. Yeah, you do it, but you don't respond.
This is the great content that Dan McLaughlin, he wanted this on his site.
He needed this. He needed this. I told Raby, these might both drop at the same time. I might be on Scoops at the simultaneous time with both of these. But I told Chris Raby, what were we just talking about? What did you just ask me?
About the name game where Jose Meteor, we were talking about Costas.
Oh, no, yeah. I told him that, you know, I chose Scoops because it was a big free agent year for me, and I had a lot of options and I had a lot of suitors, but Scoops was the best spot for me.
All right. That's a good answer. And by way of explanation, we're here on every Thursday is when you will hear Martin and Marlowe. But you also, you put something out the other day about Adam Wainwright. He wins the Clemente Award, and you put top five human of all time. So I was thinking we should do, this would be right in the gimmick world of sports, like a top five human. And then people, well, you have to have Gandhi and maybe Martin Luther King Jr. But I was just thinking, like, locally, I don't know if body of work I could top Wainwright. Like, Albert Pujols has done a lot of charitable stuff. Kurt Warner, tremendous guy, a lot of charitable stuff. But I just think about Wainwright, walks the walk, religious guy, goes and adopts a kid, does charitable work in Haiti, is incredibly polite and nice to everybody. To me, that's part of the package. I don't know. Like, I loved Carlos Beltran. He wasn't here very long, and I know he got dinged with the cheating in Houston. Still one of my favorite Cardinals that I dealt with because I just watched him interact with people. And there was a pregame where Rankin Jordan is down there, and they've got all these kids, and they're all dealing with different maladies, and every player is just running off the field. You know, they just want to get in the – it's before the game. And I knew some people at Rankin Jordan. They said, do you think anybody will stop? And I never do this, but I thought, you know, I felt bad with the kids there. And I went over to Carlos Beltran, and I wasn't, like, close to him or anything. And I said, hey, if you have a second when you're coming off, these kids are here for me. And he went over there and spent, like, 10 minutes with him. And it was – he didn't know me that well. He didn't have to do it, but he just did, and he was cool about it. And I – he's one of my favorites. But I think Wainwright, body of work, St. Louis sports – like, Stan the Man was, like, the greatest guy. I wasn't around him. I didn't cover him. I don't know what his charitable efforts were. I'm sure he's the best. But for my money, I think Wainwright is – body of work in terms of community, polite, like nice. You can just see him. Like if an usher's car wouldn't start after a Cardinal game, he'd probably stop and give him a jump, you know?
Yeah, that's where too. I think because he stayed here his whole career, you mentioned some guys like Albert Pujols. He's always been great, but he hasn't been here since 2011. So we don't hear as much about his charity, even though he still does the golf event here and the charity basketball game, and he's still doing great things. And Kurt Warner also. I mean, he was here for a short period of time and left, and he doesn't live here. Whereas Adam Wainwright has been here his whole career, at least in the major leagues, and then the second half of his career, he's still been a good baseball pitcher, but you almost talk more about all these things that he does with building hospitals and wells for water in third world countries, what he's doing with human trafficking to fight that in St. Louis. I mean, I feel like I've covered multiple Adam Wainwright charitable events at Dave & Buster's over the years. He's just always giving back. And the fact that he says, look, when he finally dies years from now, he wants to give it all away. You know, I've heard him say he doesn't want to give all this money to his kids. He wants to give it all away to causes and people in need. That's just fantastic.
Martin and Marlowe presented by Triad Bank. Find them on the web at triadbanking.com. Marie Davila, Senior Living. This could be something. Janie Mae, you and Jess go for a car ride. Clayton and Wideman Road, the Christmas tree, the decorations. It's believed to be the largest Christmas tree in St. Louis County. So put that on your list. And then take a virtual tour at mariedavila.com, the finest senior living right there, the corner of Clayton and Wideman Road. Also, Appliance Discounters, the Appliance Discounters. .com. The Marlowe Moments are brought to you by this is why we do it for the Marlowe Moments.
This is why we do it. And by the way, I feel like all of your sponsors are the places that I really go because I love Triad Bank. Appliance Discounters, I bought a refrigerator from there last week, and I'm about to get an oven coming up this week for some of my tenants because I'm, as you know, I'm the best landlord that there is.
Top five landlord. Next week we should do our top five landlords.
For sure. Landlords always have a really good reputation. You never hear anything bad about landlords. For me, Kennelwood Pet Resorts, they're kind of the landlord for your pet for a while you're on vacation. Kennelwood Pet Resorts, boarding, grooming, day camp, training, St. Louis Lawn Care for all your yard needs, St. Louis Equipment for any type of lawnmower equipment needs, leaf blowers, all that stuff.
My guy, Tim Jangerson.
My guy, Tim Jangerson. He's fantastic. And then, of course, Corner Butcher. I try to go there at least once a week. Corner Butcher in Fenton, 2099 Bentley Plaza Drive. They have everything. All your meats, Boar's Head partnership for deli meats and cheeses. They have pies. They have charcoal. They have a new seafood section. They have great take-home dishes, frozen dishes. We got some potato soup the other day. You just throw it on the oven. It's frozen, and it's fantastic. You don't have to worry about cooking that night. Corner Butcher in Fenton, 2099 Bentley Plaza Drive.
You know what we'll do? We'll pop out there for a live recording to tape. We'll do a little on-location. I think the podcast world, we should do this. Instead of like a radio remote, spend a little time, put out people like the videos. I'm hearing a lot of videos, a lot of people talking about videos.
They do.
We will head out there. I have all these random topics, but I don't want to fall into that trap either. What I would call, it's like the grocery game. When somebody sees you at the grocery store and they know it's Chuck Marlowe.
With a mask on, though?
Well, okay, it, historically, okay. If like an in-law or, okay. Damn it.
I'm just saying because.
You're at the grocery store.
No, listen. I went to.
Now you're going, it looks like everybody's about to rob
the store. As I'm saying, I went to four stores today because my wife said to get all the Christmas cards out, you'll be getting one. I even said, because you know I'm cheap. I go, why don't I give the cards to the people that are at work and radio and whatnot? But she took the time to get them actually addressed like professionally on the envelopes.
Did she send them to Santa Claus, Indiana?
She didn't. Or Christmas, Michigan, which is another spot. I believe that's in the Upper Peninsula. But she sent me and said, you have to get the Christmas stamps. I went to three different places, and they only had the American flag stamps. Finally, I called. What's your sponsor? Do we have Schnucks as a sponsor? Either way, it was a Schnucks. Brentwood Schnucks, they had all the Christmas stamps. If you're listening and you're looking for Christmas stamps, the Brentwood Schnucks has a ton of them.
Schnucks is the proud sponsor of the KTRS Athlete of the Week. Prep Athlete of the Week, also a sponsor of ScoopsDannyMac.com. But my grocery game is where somebody sees you, and they don't know you, but they want to say hi, which is great, but they feel obligated to bring up, hey, what do you think of Mizzou today? They got a chance? Hey, what about the cards? They going to sign anybody? Hey, what are you hearing on the hockey front? Anything happening? Instead of just saying, hey, how are you? Good to see you. And I feel that way when you do an interview. If you're the guest, if you're the host, it's like, all right, next up, Billikens, what do you think? Hey, next up, Mizzou football, what do you think? And I don't want to fall into that trap, but on my list, I've got bragging rights game, Mizzou, Georgia. But I also put down, this is a little bit off, since we love talking about media members, we talked Costas. Al Michaels is going into the Baseball Hall of Fame, Cooperstown. Pretty cool to be in both. Joe Buck's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this summer. He was a finalist for baseball. He's going to end up in there. I mean, he's done the World Series a gazillion years. But does anybody not like Al Michaels? Isn't that strange in a world where everybody is, I'm sure some people do, but, and he was the face of postseason baseball a little bit like when I was in high school. He was doing all the 80s World Series, Cardinals, 85, 87, he did those games. Earthquake World Series, 89, people gave him a lot of credit because he was living in the Bay Area. He knew it well, so he described everything that was happening like a newsman would. I mean, then the Olympics, of course, the famous call. He's hosted Olympics in recent years. I mean, he's done a little bit of everything, but the kids now and people even your age probably think of him only as a football guy. But rarely do people crush Al Michaels.
Yeah, I know him, obviously. Everybody knows Miracle on Ice. But I'm 38 years old, and I knew he did baseball, but he is just a football broadcaster to me. And we were talking about this earlier where – the 1989 Earthquake World Series, I was actually randomly an A's fan because I loved Jose Canseco. But that's like the first memory I have of remembering watching on TV and understanding as much as I could as a seven-year-old of what happened. Like the year before was Kirk Gibson, Dodgers, A's, and I obviously know what happened, but not from watching it. Like I can remember right now sitting in my house in our room on 1914 Alvin Street in Toledo, Ohio, watching that game. And it's like, it's actually one of my first memories, which is crazy.
Appliance Discounters, a great St. Louis success story. They're in Maplewood, South County, St. Charles, and Baldwin. And they carry GE appliances. You know the story at Appliance Discounters. Great merchandise, even better prices. Well, they carry GE. So what I tell folks to do all the time, I just tell them, go to the website, theappliancediscounters.com, and in the little search engine, type in GE,
and all of the great products will pop up. Ranges, microwaves, freezers. How about the stainless steel dishwasher? Free installation. Washers and dryers. Dryers can be gas or electric. Great selection of the GE products. Refrigerators, French door, fingerprint resistant refrigerator. How does that sound to all the parents out there? Top freezer refrigerators. GE is built to last. You know their story. Started in 1892. I love this nugget about GE. Thomas Edison, one of the founders of GE. Appliance Discounters, a proud supplier of General Electric appliances. Get online at theappliancediscounters.com. The fountains and flags outside invite you in. Once inside, it's obvious what makes Marie de Villa so special. It's the people that live there and the people that work there. I know for a fact it's a fun place to visit. Been there many times over the years for special events, and you can tell the residents love it as well. Welcoming atmosphere, providing all types of senior living, independent living, skilled nursing, memory care. Marie de Villa Senior Living, that's what we're talking about. A single location, that means ownership is hands-on. The residents here are considered guests, and trust me, they feel that way. The beautiful grounds make it more of a campus-type atmosphere. I love calling it the Marie de Villa Campus, located at the corner of Clayton and Weidman Road. I guarantee you've driven by there, probably seen the fountains going red for October baseball, blue when the Blues are deep into a playoff run. It's a family-owned facility. It's been in business since 1960, and for so many years, it was home to the Cardinals legend, Red Shandings. I encourage you to take a virtual tour or simply to read more about this special place. Go to mariedevilla.com.
I did notice when the announcement was made, doing stuff on Dan's website, somebody said, will this mean more Spags conversations and more Spags voices? And I feel we've gotten away from that. And this would have been the perfect time to be around him with all these protocols. And because the origin of the joke, Steve Spagnuolo, when he was the Rams coach, he was always perplexed by the most simple of things. Like, is that a pen over there? Is somebody going to use that to write later? Like he was, and then he came to Fox 2, and our boss, Spencer, is walking him through the building. He's like, now what does that satellite do? Is that recording right now? Will that play back later tonight? And so you can only imagine with the mask and all the restrictions, like this would be like a gold mine for us if we were covering the Chiefs right now. So Andy, is that a visor? Do you need a mask with a visor? And that's the origin there is just curiosity, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And we're missing a great opportunity by not covering the Chiefs.
You got the visor, which rhymes with Pfizer, who's having the vaccine right now. You got the PPP, which is the loan for COVID, and then you have the PPE, which is the protective gear. No, he would be
That's
all
pretty good.
Over,
that's a good riff.
But he would be all over, yes, sanitizer, masks. He would be kind of like a kindergarten teacher. I promise you, he goes around and makes sure that everybody's mask is over their nose and all those things. Like he's always keeping the trains running more so than focused on the team, at least as a head coach. I do think, I know we joke around, and look, as a head coach, he wasn't great here, obviously. And he's probably
Ooh, another hot take.
he's probably not meant to be a head coach, and that's fine. If you're a really good defensive coordinator and that's your role and you've won a bunch of Super Bowls, that's nothing to be ashamed of whatsoever. So good for Spags. Because deep down, I actually really like him. I didn't like some of the things he did here, but I do think he's a nice person. I just think that he was in over his head and he focused on the wrong things. If he had to do it over again, he would do things differently. I truly believe that, but it was his first coaching job and he messed some things up.
He didn't let Hanifin use the weight room. Come on.
Correct. He let us go to the bathroom in certain spots.
You got to wear a blindfold if you're going to pee over there.
No, you go number one and number two in there.
How about Walt Williamson, God rest his soul, former photographer at Fox 2, who was sent out there to cover a Rams practice indoor field, and he's shooting video, and they're like, that's it, no more video can be shot. And that's every NFL practice, every coach. You know, you shoot 5 minutes while they stretch. We can't possibly show them what we might do this weekend.
High school coaches, by the way, do that too, which I always chuckle at.
So stupid.
You're giving away our secret plays.
So they say no more video. So Walt Williamson, longtime photographer, very interesting guy, recently passed. And he sits down on the cement area, indoor practice field. And then they come over and say, oh, you can't sit down. PR guy says, you got to stand up. He said, why? And they said, coach doesn't want you sitting. He said, so I can't shoot video and I can't sit down. And the PR guy said, those are coaches' rules. He goes, well, I don't play for the coach. And you have to sort of know Walt. He's going to be a radical, like, fight the power kind of guy at every turn. And he said, I'm over here reading my book in peace. And they said, well, you know, you're here in our facility. He said, whoa, the people paid for this facility. The people. So that's a Spags moment that gets us to Walt Williamson, God rest his soul, who was a great photographer and a fun guy to be around.
Love Walt. And it reminds me a little bit, your story, of what happened with Matt Patricia, who was Mr. Belichick, you know, successful coordinator with the Patriots. Then he goes to the Lions. He's all about his pencil in his ear. And remember, one of the big things was he chirped a reporter for slouching. There was a press conference, and he basically said that the reporter was slouching in his chair, and he said something along the lines of show some respect. And that is very Spagsian in the sense that your team is horrible, okay, Matt Patricia? You just got fired. You never won any football games, but that's what you're focused on. You're focused on the beat writer who's slouching in his chair. Like, shut up and win a football game.
You know, and I was tough on Spags, and very few TKOs have called for someone to be fired, but I said he needs to go. It's time for him to get a pink slip after he's given so many people pink slips. I wouldn't take it back. I'd do it again. It didn't sit well with people at Rams Park. So now it's a year or two later when he's with the Ravens, I think, because he's friends with Jim Harbaugh.
Fake job. Fake job. It was pass rushing
coordinating assistant.
Specialist coordinator. Basically, we're friends from, you know, Oregon State. We coached together as quality control assistants.
So Spencer Koch, our GM at Fox 2, and we'll wind this down because Chuck says everything's going to be 20 minutes, and you're right.
I have a big show.
Okay.
This is pre-show. I don't want to break the fourth wall. I have a big 11 o'clock show here that I'm getting ready for.
So Spencer said, Martin, do me a favor, find Spag. It was a preseason game. He said, find him before the game. You're going to be down on the field. I won't be down there. Can you tell him I was thinking of him, wanted to say hi and all this? I'm like, oh, this is awkward. Because the last time Spag saw me, I was like, fire his ass. And
do you think he really watched that, though?
No, but I think he knew.
This is where, as media people, no.
He wasn't watching, but he knew.
He was not watching. Are you kidding me?
He wasn't watching TKO.
TV.
But he knew.
He was worried about, like, is the grass too high on the practice field? And he was probably Googling, like, is Kentucky bluegrass worse than a different type of grass? And is that the reason they're not practicing well?
Hey, Reggie, what if these cleats were an inch longer? No, I'm not saying he was watching the TKO, although you never know who's watching. I did the Jim Hanifin TKO Thanksgiving night, and Dan Dierdorf said, nice tribute to Coach Hanifin. And then I talked to Dan a couple days later. Because I don't know why I was watching. I was flipping. I'm like, well, you don't have to apologize for, you know, taking in the nightly blitz. But so Spencer says, say hi to him.
The fact that, like, it's actually not a compliment. Because
I don't know why I was watching.
That, you took that as a compliment.
Hey, Dan was watching.
He was apologizing for watching, actually.
He said, I don't know why I was watching. I'm like, well,
thanks.
You mean you were tuning in for the nightly blitz? Yeah. So I find Spagnuolo. I know he knew I was hard on him. He didn't know probably exactly what was said. But those guys hear everything, whether they're watching or not. So I walk over and I said, Spags. He said, hey, Martin. And I said, I just want to let you know. Because I didn't want to be a phony like we're buddies. Because we're not. And I wasn't going to act like nothing had happened. And I just said, Spencer wanted to make sure I said hi to you. He said he wanted to make sure and send his best wishes to you. And he said.
And Maria.
Yeah. And he said. He said, hey, Matt, can I ask you a question? And I said, yeah. And he said, you still causing trouble? And I said, of course. He goes, good.
See? And I mean, what was
What did you take that as?
Okay.
I think it was 10 and 38.
Yeah. He knew he was getting fired. He knew he was bad. Like, do you think that he thought he'd listen to the radio and TV and people were going to say great things about him when he was going 1 and 15 and 2 and 14 and all that?
Yeah, it was about how he treated people. That's what pissed me off. But anyway, he just said, you still causing trouble? And I said, yeah. He said, good. And then he walked away. That was the end of it.
It's weird because I talked to a lot of the Rams PR types, and they actually said he's a really nice guy. And I can believe that.
Like Billy Devaney's influence on him to kind of be a tyrant. I don't know.
I think it was his first head coaching job, and he focused on the wrong things, and then they started losing, and he just lost control of the ship. I can believe that he's a nice person. I just think that he was focused on all of the minutiae and not the things that really mattered. And it certainly didn't help that Billy Devaney was also the GM and they never had any offensive weapons.
Yeah, but they treated a lot of people like shit. So I can't undo all that. We will invite him to come on the show at some point And Allison, let me ask
Do we
you.
Have guests?
Let me ask you something. Maybe we should.
Chuck, I'd love.
You know what? This has actually been a fun show.
Yes, it has.
Next one we'll do over the holidays. We'll just get hammered, record it, and we will annihilate everybody in town.
Yeah, but I'm gonna do it from my house.
Sounds good.
Okay, done.